All right, so this is the talk on SpaceDB. Thanks everyone for showing up so early in the morning. I'm starting to lose my voice because there's a long day yesterday of talking and meeting awesome people. This is my first FOSDEM. So who am I? My name is Jimmy Zielinski. I'm the co-founder of a company called AuthZed, and AuthZed builds SpaceDB. Previously, I've worked at Red Hat and CoreLS, so I've been around in kind of the container and Kubernetes ecosystem for a pretty long time, basically since the beginning. There, I'm actually a maintainer of OCI, which is the standard specification for Linux containers, and I've also started a bunch of projects in that space, notably like kind of Kubernetes operator framework and some others. This talk is entitled SpaceDB, but since FOSDEM is more of a developer community conference, I really wanted to focus less on this talk being a vendor pitch for SpaceDB, but actually kind of more of a level set about kind of the problems in the authorization space and kind of the history and status quo of that, so that kind of everyone understands what might be the best tool to solve their problems. I'm not going to try to sell you SpaceDB for all problems, because the more informed you are, the better you can pick the product that's actually going to complement your software stack and what you need. And that means there's going to be way more qualified people using SpaceDB and way more qualified people using other authorization tooling. But obviously, like, I'm the most jazzed about SpaceDB because I created it. So why are we all here? We're all here because there is a not-for-profit organization called OWASP, which is the Open Worldwide Application Security Project. And they kind of got started in the early 2000s, and they're famous for having this list called the Top 10. And the Top 10 is basically an enumeration of the highest risk, the highest threats for web security. And as of 2017, broken access control was number 5. As of 2021, broken access control is number 1. That means this is the biggest threat to the web and to all the applications running internet-facing to the web. But really the question is, how do we actually get to this point? Like, how did this happen, and how did it happen so quickly? I'm not going to point any fingers, but what I'm actually going to do is kind of dive into two different groups of stakeholders in kind of the history of authorization. There's kind of all the academia and people publishing papers in this space, kind of defining concepts, and then there's the industry practitioners that are actually building the software and realizing these systems as they're actually connected to the web. I'm going to start with academia first. So on the right-hand side, you're going to see a timeline, and then on the left-hand side, there's going to be some notes, and then not for this slide, but you'll see QR codes in this corner as well. Those QR codes are going to link to the specific novel paper. So if you're interested in any of these particular concepts, you can feel free to scan the QR codes. But our history kind of authorization is going to actually start in the 80s, and it kind of gets really kicked off with this publication of the Trusted Computer System Evaluation Criteria, which is a security practices book published by the U.S. Department of Defense. And in it, it's outlining a lot of different security practices that are effectively a part of the military, the United States military. And in it, they kind of describe these two different access control systems, discretionary and mandatory. Now, discretionary is effectively just if you created the idea or the information, you can share it. And if you're then given access to that, you can share that. It's at your discretion. I kind of use file systems and Google Docs as an example here. It's not a perfect one-to-one match, but if someone shares a file to you with you on a Unix file system, you can copy that file if you have read access, and then you can change whatever permissions on that and share that. Similarly with